Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 65. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 94. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Chance of thunderstorms Thursday. High temperatures reach up to 88. 83, mainly sunny Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 78 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A quiet night near Canorado took a sudden turn, leaving one man seriously injured after a dramatic rollover crash, J.P. Bizet reports.
A 79-year-old Canorado man was seriously injured in a rollover crash Saturday night near the old U.S. Highway 24 and County Road 5 junction. The incident occurred around 8 p.m. when his Chrysler Town & Country rear-ended a Ford F-550, causing the Chrysler to roll into a ditch before landing back on its wheels. The Ford, driven by a 23-year-old Colorado man, safely stopped without injuries. Local authorities are investigating the accident.
With concern about affecting downtown businesses, store owners and people downtown met Monday night to participate in further discussion about the city of Wichita's plan for paid parking downtown. One of the biggest concerns expressed was paid parking scaring customers away. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-288-2020 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, and U.S. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado sent a letter urging Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to adapt the USDA's drought mitigation programs to provide sufficient resources to Western farmers and ranchers. The letter details testimony and recommendations given by Colorado and Kansas producers, water experts, and state officials from the June field hearing in Burlington, Colorado. In the field hearing, titled Hearing on the High Plains, Combating Drought with Innovation, focused on solving the unique challenges historic drought is creating for Western producers. Senator Marshall said through their field hearings and testimonies, they heard the problems and complications loud and clear, so it's now time to focus on solutions. He said they hope the USDA will take the next steps and make improvements and investments to help Kansas and Colorado producers. And though they recognize that these won't solve all of the water issues in the West, it is a good start. The letter specifically addresses multiple USDA programs that could be improved, and they include the Conservation Reserve Program, the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and the Watershed and Flood Prevention Program. In addition, the letter recommends increased investment in water conservation research and the scaling of innovative and voluntary water conservation approaches, like the creation of a voluntary groundwater conservation pilot program mirrored after Senator Bennett's Voluntary Groundwater Conservation Act. One person was injured in an accident just after 1:30 p.m. on Monday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2023 Kawasaki ATV driven by Ricky Virgil Fonenstil, 63 of Waukini, was conducting highway maintenance on Interstate 70 just west of Ogallala. While attempting to drive up the steep embankment of the North Ditch off of the interstate and driving around a concrete box bridge opening, the ATV rolled down the embankment and into the opening. The vehicle then came to rest on its wheels. EMS transported Fonenstil to Trigo County Lemke Memorial Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. According to a statement from the White House, President Biden declared that a major disaster exists in the state of Kansas, and federal assistance was ordered to supplement state, tribal, and local recovery efforts in the areas affected by a severe storm, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding on May 19, 2024. Federal funding is available to state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations on a cost-sharing basis for emergency work and the repair or replacement of facilities damaged by the severe storms, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding in 14 counties that were affected. Federal funding is also available on a cost-sharing basis for hazard mitigation measures statewide. Andrew Meyer of the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been appointed to coordinate federal recovery operations in the affected areas, and additional designations may be made at a later date if requested by the state and warranted by the results of further damage assessments. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Gear up for a safe school year with Norton County Hospital and Clinics. Whether walking, biking, or riding the bus, stay visible and follow safety rules. Pack smart to avoid strain and focus on healthy habits like hand washing, staying hydrated, and reaching for healthy snacks. Don't forget, plenty of sleep for success. Norton County Hospital and Clinics wishes you a safe, successful, and healthy school year ahead.
Today, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half staff from sunup to sundown Saturday, August 31st, in honor of former Chief Judge of the Kansas Court of Appeals, Gary Rulon. Governor Kelly said from his time in the Navy to his tenure on the bench, Judge Rulon spent his life in service to Kansas and our country, and he undoubtedly touched the lives of many. She said her thoughts and condolences go out to his loved ones. The Kansas Supreme Court reappointed one member and appointed four new members to the Kansas Commission on Judicial Conduct. The newly appointed members will serve through June 30, 2028, and they are District Judge Thomas Kelly Ryan, the 10th Judicial District, District Judge Paula D. Hoffaker, the 17th Judicial District, Lawyer Tonda Jones Hill of the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office, and Dr. Joyce A. Pike, a non-lawyer member from Lindsborg. Sister Rosemary Coolidge was reappointed to serve through June 30, 2028, and she's a non-lawyer member from the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth. The 14-member commission is charged with helping the Supreme Court exercise its responsibility in judicial disciplinary matters, and it reviews complaints to determine whether a judge has violated the Code of Judicial Conduct the Supreme Court adopted to define the standard of ethical behavior for all judges. The commission includes 6 active or retired judges, 4 lawyers, and 4 non-lawyers. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, August 19th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson and Marvin Matchett. Brian Cook spoke with the commission about a couple of positions that are open with the Norton County Road Department, and the commission reported to Brian that they will consider his application with the full commission present and report back to him. Rebecca Wetter with the Central Republican Committee spoke with the commission on SB 312 and the Grain Belt Express Power Project with intent to use eminent domain. The U.S. Department of Energy has determined that there is a need to transport green energy to areas outside of Kansas without any benefit to many counties, including Norton County. The proposed location of the transmission lines would require a 5-mile-wide swath of land, which would take thousands of acres, homes, and a productive land out of service. A resolution opposing a 5-mile-wide eminent domain transmission line was left with the commission for possible adoption. Rebecca then thanked the commission for their support in the community meetings and felt that they were being well attended and appreciated by the public. The commission reviewed the lease and purchase agreement for the 140 Cat Grader, and the documents were reviewed and signed as provided by V-Bank for a term of 5 years with the beginning date of August 14, 2024. The commission reviewed the appointment request of Jeff Burmaster to be appointed as Norton County's representative on the Northwest Kansas Regional Homeland Security Council. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to appoint Jeff Burmaster to the council for the 2024 to 2026 term, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. After two executive sessions for non-elected personnel, the commission returned to regular session with no action taken. A motion was then made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the August 12, 2024 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed, and with no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. This past week has brought small declines in U.S. corn and soybean condition ratings. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
For the most part, this growing season in the Midwest, at least, has been relatively stress-free. But along comes USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey just to stir things up.
We're in a little bit of a race across the Midwest to see if crops will fully mature before they run out of available soil moisture.
Run out, but it's not as dire as he makes it sound, although over the last week for corn and soybeans, conditions have not been perfect.
And certainly there are a few areas, primarily in Ohio, that we have seen some declines, fairly sharp declines in condition.
Enough to take a couple of percentage points out of the good to excellent category and add a point or two into the poor to very poor pile.
But for the most part, we will get these crops through without significant impact, despite some rather dry weather as we head toward the end of meteorological summer.
And it looks like the harvests of most crops will be considerably larger than we saw last year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, in Kansas, the corn crop rated 45% good to excellent, the same as last week, 30 fair, 25 poor to very poor. State soybean crop rated 60% good to excellent, up a point from last week, 26 fair and 14% poor to very poor. Kansas sorghum crop rated 42% good to excellent. That's down a point from last week, 37 fair, 21% in the poor to very poor category. State's cotton crop rated 55% good to excellent. Topsoil moisture 48% adequate to surplus, down 5 points from last week. And subsoil moisture 43% adequate to surplus. That's down 2 points from last week. You're listening to the Kansas.
From the land of Kansas, the state trademark program promotes products grown, raised, and produced in Kansas. Look for the logo at farmers markets and grocery stores to recognize Kansas products. Finding products is easy with shopfromthelandofkansas.com, where you can order Kansas-made goods online. When you shop Kansas, you support local companies and your community. Shop from thelandofkansas.com.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Still hot and humid over eastern Kansas today, but we're starting to see temperatures slowly decrease in our western and some of the central counties. Still pretty hot, though. High humidity in the eastern counties, but we do have a break on the way by the end of this week. There's a little more instability going on today with a frontal boundary off to our north and west and a little bit of cooling in the mid-levels that could allow some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop this afternoon, mainly in the northern and central parts of Kansas. On the map, a weak frontal boundary runs from the western states and up through the central plains. The upper level high that's been bringing us the heat is still on its way out of our area, heading off into the upper Midwest. A strong low is moving across the northern plains, and that'll be followed by a second, even stronger system later on in the week. That'll be dropping a cold front into Kansas, cooling us back into the 80s by Friday. In the meantime, we have enough moist air available, along with a little bit of lifting in the atmosphere, so showers and thunderstorms will be a possibility this afternoon and evening, although precipitation looks like it'll be scattered. Wednesday, we're expecting dry conditions statewide with highs staying in the 90s for pretty much the whole area. A little bit less humidity in the eastern counties. Very warm again on Thursday with a little bit better chance of rain. Then our cold front gets here Friday. Highs will be in the 80s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the mid to upper 80s with mid 60s for the overnight hours. Low to mid 90s north central tonight, upper 60s and low 70s. Mid to upper 90s northeast and low to mid 70s for the overnight hours. Low 90s southwest and tonight mid to upper 60s. South central mid to upper 90s for today and low to mid 70s overnight. We're in the mid 90s southeast and low 70s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In the world of modern agriculture, one name stands out, Precision Planting. With a mission to empower farmers, Precision Planting has been at the forefront of innovation, transforming the way crops are planted. From their intuitive planter, seeder, and harvest monitoring tools to groundbreaking sprayer and fertilizer application technology, Precision Planting's smart solutions bring a new level of precision and efficiency to every pass you make in the field. But it's not just about technology. It's about helping farmers make practical and effective decisions when it comes to their operations. Imagine tapping into yields that could only be dreamt of and making them a reality using equipment you already own. Precision Planting is more than a technology company. It's your partner on your journey to higher yields and pursuing excellence. They've spent over 30 years bringing confidence to farms like yours. Join the ranks of farmers who trust Precision Planting to revolutionize their operation. To get started with your local premier dealer, visit precisionplanting.com today.